Lav mishum de hetem etzaraf liyisa. Doesn't it mean to say because we say hetem etzaraf is liyisa? So you see, even by Yisurit Truma, but this is the kasha on Rabbi Yavua. It's not only by Nazir, or like Zir, it's not only by Baal Taktiru on the Mizbeach, but it's by all Yisurim. You see, even by Truma, there's a klal of hetem etzaraf liyisa. You know what the Yechid meant to say here? That the reason why if a Tful Yom touches this little spices here, why it's not bottom, is because if you eat the spice with the cereal right next to it, so even though the spices themselves, this garlic, is less than a kezayis, but since if you take a spoon out of the cereal, that in the spoon you have a kezayis worth of cereal and spices together, and if a Zar or Yisro would eat it, he'd get malchus for it. So you see, it's a double choshev, that's why it's not bottle. So well, why? Look here, what eating of this spoonful is not a kezayis worth of the truma. So why did the Yechonin say a Zar would get malchus? So you have to say, because if Yechonin holds, hetem it's tafli yisa. And that's the pshan the mishnah in tfu yoyim. So you see, it's not only by Yisur and Nazir, but all over we say this new cloud of heter is mitzaraf liyisa. So this Gemara says back, no, could be that's not the pshan Rabbi Yechonin. That's what Rabbi Yechonin says, that this little spice is dava choshev, it's not bottle, it's not the pshat because hetem mitzaraf liyisa, but rather omale, he said back to him, loy, that's not the pshat here. My kezayis, you know what Rabbi Yechonin meant to say, that in this cereal now, the reason why these pieces of trum is not bottle, what do you mean if you eat a kezayis of it, you'll be chayiv? My kezayis, he meant to say, the yika kezayis, bechdei achilus pras. Another svara. If you eat a kezayis worth of the food, bechdei achilus pras. Achilus pras means a half of a loaf of bread, which traces them always in my focus, if a loaf of bread is 8 eggs, or is it 6 eggs? So the shayla of a pras is 4 eggs or 3 eggs. So let's say it's 4 eggs. As long as it takes you to eat 4 eggs, or you take amount of cereal that takes the space of 4 eggs, if you eat up all that amount of cereal, 4 eggs worth of cereal, in the 4 eggs worth of cereal that you ate up, there would be kezayis of the truma there, for that you'll be chayiv. And this tak is a lochan called tarakula, that we say, kezayis bechtei achilus pras. If you eat a kezayis of the Issa, that's all the love. You don't have to eat it in 1 second. If you eat it within the amount of time that it takes you to eat a pras, 4 eggs, it's always called one achila. Lashon matzah pesach by night. That's how you have to eat the kezayis of matzah. See, the achila is supposed to eat it in 1 shot. But if you can't eat it right away together, if you take a bite now and a bite later, as long as you have finished the whole kezayis within the shear, let's say it's 3 minutes, of a kezayis b'tei achilus pras, how long it takes you to eat 4 eggs, it's called one achila. See also, if you eat from the cereal, if by the time it takes you to eat 4 eggs worth of the cereal, you ate the kezayis of the truma, that's why you get malchus. So in other words, it has nothing to do with hetem etzaraf liyisa. Calls the man, you don't eat the kezayis of the truma, you don't get malchus. That's not the avera. We don't say hetem and staraf liyisur. You only get malchus is only the aveira if you eat a kezayis of the yisur itself. The question one is, by one spoon out of the cereal, you don't have the kezayis of the truma, of the garlic or of the oil. There it's true, you're not only eating one spoonful. You're eating 4 eggs worth of this cereal. So if you eat a pras of this cereal, and in that pras there was a kezayis of truma, that's why you get malchus. And this we hold. That's the klal of kezayis, Bechdei achilus pras. So now the Gemara is, even is this true also? The achilus pras iraisa, even this much, is that true what you're saying? That if you don't eat a kezayis together, right away, but you eat it throughout a period of 3 minutes, of the kezayis bechdei achilus pras, is that true what you're saying? That's also awesome in the iraisa. Omalayim, he said, yes, true, that's talking to the Raisa. A kezayis bechtei achilus pras, that's a svar in the Raisa. Fred Gemari Hochi, if so, then amai pligi rabbonon olay, the Rebbe laws of the Kutach HaBavli. If it's true what you're saying, that any time you have an Isser, if you eat the Isser, kezayis of it, bechtei achilus pras, halacha is it, you're over the Aveira. If so, how come in the Mishnah of Sochim, it's machlekes about Kutach HaBavli? Kutach HaBavli is a type of a dish that you use to dip other food into it. And it has 1/3 chametz, 1/3 other things inside. It's like a dish that you use to dip food into it. So there is some machlekes that Rav Lezer says, if you eat Kutach HaBavli on Pesach, you're chayim for it. And the Rabbanan argues, the Rabbanan say, no, if you eat a kutech bavli on Pesach, you're not, there's no Aveira. So the question is, why not? True, if it's only one third bread, it has other ingredients inside it also. So if you only eat a kazayas out of it, true, you don't have a kazayas of bread. But if you're telling me now, you don't have to eat the kazayas in one shot, if you eat four eggs worth of it, if during those four eggs you have the kazayas of bread inside it, and this is a svar all over, so that makutach habavli, everybody should agree that if you eat four eggs worth of this dish of kutach habavli, that says like a ketchup, if you eat four eggs worth of it, then since in this four eggs worth of it, you for sure ate a kazayas of bread, so everybody should hold that it's also on Pesach. So how come only Reb Lezer says it's also on Pesach? How come the Rabbanon argue on Reb Lezer? So that should be a proof that we don't hold from the svara of the kizayis b'chtei achilus pras. So Gemara says back, no, from there there's no proof. Omalei, I'll answer you back. Hanach l'kutach habavli. Leave over this one dish of kutach habavli. Why? Deleko kizayis b'chtei achilus pras. Because when you eat it, the normal way of eating it, you do not eat the kizayis worst of the chametz there, even during achilus pras. Why? Eat the kosaraflei, misraf, if you're starting to drink down this dish, eat this dish by itself. Vice is a very spicy dish that you don't use, like a man, you don't use to eat it by itself, you only use to dip other food inside it. Since you're going to eat this dish by itself, but ladaita leitza koladom. Nobody does that, because some drink down ketchup, nobody does that. So it's but ladaita, your eating now is not called an eating. It's too strong, that's not the way you eat it. But the way you eat it is a little bit here, a little bit there, you just dip your foot into it. So in mishtar koshartar, and if you only eat a little bit at a time, just dip your foot into it, then loy mishkachas kizayis b'chtei achilus pras. Over there, true, even though you dip food inside it, and you eat four eggs worth of your food, it does not come out that you have a kizayis of the bread. Because you only use a little bit of this dish. Now, your main thing eating is your food. You're just dipping your potatoes inside it. So even if you have four eggs worth of potatoes, you do not have a kizayis worth of bread from the kutach habavli. So that's why the Rabbanan argue on Reb Elezer. Reb Elezer tackles that even terumas chametz is also awesome. You don't without need the kizayis of the chametz itself. But we all need the kizayis of the chametz itself. So therefore, kutach habavli, you never eat a kizayis of the chametz itself, even during the shear of achilas pras. As even your, when any food you eat with it, even when you eat four eggs worth of that food, you do not come out to eat a kazayas worth of the bread. So therefore, kutach habavli, because no, you don't get malchus if you eat it on Pesach. Mashenk in other places, whenever you eat an iser, that even though it takes you the size of four eggs of food worth to eat it, you get malchus for it. If you eat a kazayas within the shear of four eggs, that will be malchus. Eisve, have a kasher on this. Eisve. Another lach it says is shtei maduchas. You have like two maduchas, a pot that you chop your spices in. Achas shel truma v'achas shechulin. One was a chop that you chopped up onions, let's say of truma, and one was a chopped up onions of chulin that you ready to take off the truma from before. Ulefonav, and in front of these two choppers is shtei kederis. You have two pots in front of you. Achas shel truma v'achas shechulin. Like one, you're making a kugel, a kugel, and one is a kugel made out of truma. So that's what you have in front of you. He has four things in front of you. Two of truma, and two of chulin. Two of chulin. Now, v'noflu elul techelu. What happened was, the two maduchas, the two like choppers, the food in the two choppers fell into the two pots here. Like one chop of the food and one chop of the chopped onions fell into one kedera, and the other chopped onions fell into the other kedera. So he said, Allah is shteya mutaris. Both parts of food that you have now are still mutar. What does it mean it's mutar? That we have a right to say, shani yoyma, I have a right to say, chulin latar chulin noflu, that this part of kugel that you have in front of you, that's made out of chulin, that a regular Yisrael could eat, even though one of the two onions from the choppers fell in here, and one of the two was truma, but I have a right to say, you know which onions fell in here. The ones that were shochulin. That's what I have a right to say. And in my other kugel, that I make it from truma, in that kugel fell the onions of truma. That's what I have a right to say. So chura, the pshat is only nisim the rabbonin. Whenever you're only holding one nisim the rabbonin, we don't know vabe anything is awesome. We have a right to say tliya. We have a right to be tolu. With the rabbonin, we have a right to be mekel to say shani yomer. Now, I don't know exactly what happened here. So on an issa, the rabbonin have a right to say that most probably the truma fell into the truma and the chulin fell into the chulin. Therefore, my kugel here of chulin is still mutatit. That's what the Mishnah says. Now, the question is, v'i salka daitach. If you want to tell me that tizayis, dichte achilas pras, is the araisa, that if you eat now out of this kugel, or pras, 4 eggs worth of the kugel, and in these 4 eggs worth of the kugel you'll be eating a kizayis of these trumadik onions, that'll be yosimidir aiso. Siv so, amaya minin shani yomer. Why should I say then shani yomer? In other words, we just got finished saying this is only a svarin and this is the rabbonin. But if there's any way that maybe you're over an issidir aiso, on an issidir aiso, you can't go so lenient to say shani yomer that I could say that my chulun de kugel is still chulun. I have to be afraid, no, maybe the truma dika onions is what fell into my chul dika kugel. So let's say it's true. Let's say the truma fell into your chul dika kugel. And you mixed up the kugel now. So true, yeah, there's a big kugel here, and only one onion fell in. So now when you eat a kazayas of your kugel, you don't need a kazayas worth of the onions. That's true. But if you tell me, though, when you eat 4 eggs worth of this kugel, and if in those 4 eggs there was the kazayas worth of the truma, that's awesome with your isa, so we have to be afraid then. We have to be afraid then, maybe by you eating your chul nikel kugel now, that when you eat 4 eggs worth of it, maybe you're going to eat a kazayas worth of these onions, and maybe these onions will show truma, and you're being over in Isra Torah, so it should be also teated. How come we say here shani yomer? How come we play around here so easily and say, I have a right to say that my kugel, that's chulin, most probably is still chulin. And what fell in here was truma. How can you say that? So this should be a kasha that we should not, that should be a proof that we do not say, a kizayis bichtei achilas pras. That even though you eat 4 eggs worth of the kugel, even though in those 4 eggs is a kizayis of onions, so what? Since you don't eat a kizayis of the onions by itself, it should be mutter. So it should be a kasha, now you say it. So Mara says, no, let's see. Elamai, what else do you want to say? Let's say you don't say kizayis bidechil's pras. But what do you want to say? Elamai, hetem is tafli yisa. Elamai, according to your shita that we said before, that hetem is mustafli yisa, if so, amai yoyme shani yoyme. That's for sure it's a kasha. Like, if you don't say kizayis pras, you're going to have to say, that was a kasha before, you're going to have to say then hetem is tafli yisa. Then that's a bigger kasha. Hetem is tafli yisa means if you eat even a little bit of the yisa with heter, if together you eat a kizayis, it's you're over the avera. So here there for sure should be a kasha. Any kizayis sheet of this kugel, you have to be afraid maybe the little bit onions here of truma, and it should be also tita then. So anyway, it's a kasha then, no matter which way you learn, whether hetem is tafli yisa or kizayis lechil's pras is the araisa, both ways it's a kasha here. Why do I say shani yomer? Why do I go so lenient to say that my kugel of chulin here is still mutter? Why is it mutter? I have to be afraid some of the onions of truma fell into it. So the Marin says, Elamot, you have to say from here there's no proof at all, that there's no kasha over here. Ella, I'll tell you, answer you like this. Hanach le truma's tavlin drabonin hi. The answer has to be here that the truma of tavlin is only midrabonin. That midiraisa, what you have to give truma from is only dogon tirish v'yitzer. It's only from grapes, from olives, and from the 5 grains of wheat, barley. From the 5 type of grains, that's a deraisa to give truma. But that we give truma from onions, or from garlic, or from spices, that's only midrabonin. So since this issa truma here on these spices is only midrabonin, therefore we go lakula. Because even if the truma dika spices fell into your chunik kugel, it's only yasim midrabonin tidit. So since it's only an issa de rabbonin, therefore we have a right to say shani yomer. Shani yomer has to do with two things. That first of all, there is a roiv here, that avada there's roiv chulin over the miyat of truma that's falling in, and also we have two parts from two parts. So since we do have a right to say, it is possible that maybe the chulin fell into the chulin and the truma fell into the truma, therefore in the rabbonins, we go the kula. So here there's no kasha. It could be even hetem stafli yisa diraisa could even be over here. But the reason why we're so makel over here is because we hold truma's tavlin is only midrabbonin. Eisra, let's do another kasha. Eisra is a lacha like this. If somebody has shtei kupas, you have two kupas ready as a big basket. Acha shel truma v'acha shel chulin. You have two baskets. One is full of truma, one is full of chulin. Ulefneim shtei soin. And if one of that you have two saws, also of a lot of bigger food. Acha shel chulin v'acha shel truma. Again, v'noflu elu techelu. So one kupa fell into one saw, and another kupa fell into the other saw. That's what happened over here. All right, turn over. Again, shtei kupas, achas shel truma, achas shel chulin, ulefneihem shtei soyin, achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma, v'noflu elu l'techelu. So one kupa fell into the soil, and another one fell into the other soil. The Torah says, shtei kupas with a hand tfua. Here it's the din kashmi, here we're talking about has wheat inside it. A kupa of wheat we're talking about. So since it's wheat, here it's already nisa truma diraisa. Wheat is mechuyiv and truma midiraisa. That's why here we have the bigger kasha now. Because he has one basket full of wheat of truma, so it fell into the saw, your other food in front of you. Again, we say it's mutter. Why? Shani yoyma, I say here also that most probably chulin atay chulin noflu, that this basket of the chulin wheat fell into the chulin food, and truma atay truma noflu, and this basket full of truma wheat most probably fell into the food, the saw of truma that I had. That's what we say here. So here you see, even by truma di raisa, we also say shani yoyim. Here the kashas again. V'yisakot, that is, if you want to tell me that kizayis dechtei achilas pras is offered to nisa di raisa, amayam in shani yoyimer. So why do I go so much kakulia to say this saw food now, you can still eat it, because most probably that the first basket that fell into this was also chulin. You have to be afraid, no, maybe the basket was wheat of truma. And if that truma dick of wheat fell into this saw now, if you eat a pras, if you eat four eggs worth of it, and it within these four eggs, you're going to be eating one kizayis of the truma dick of wheat, so it'll be an issa diraisa. So whenever there's an issa diraisa, you always have to go to chumra. So how come you say shani yoyim here? So Mar says like this,